Good morning, Northwestern. You are listening to The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Mbao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Kicking off with Northwestern stories, the Evanston Fire Department reported responding to over 200 fire alarms at Northwestern last year, none of which involved real fires. According to the Daily, Northwestern Deputy Chief William Muno said most alarms were triggered by cooking or pulled falsely. Frequent false alarms have led some students to ignore them, raising safety concerns. Muno also emphasized that firefighters treat every alarm seriously and that Northwestern has improved fire safety measures to prevent injuries or deaths. In Illinois news, the Chicago Tribune has reported that Dalton trustees discovered village employees lost life insurance last summer due to unpaid premiums. Trustees unaware until Monday's meeting vowed to restore coverage. Mayor Tiffany Hinyard, who missed the meeting, had been notified but did not inform trustees. With a Democratic primary approaching, trustee Jason House promised to address the issue. Moving on to national news, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced Monday that El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele agreed to accept deported criminals, including U.S. citizens and legal residents, into Salvadorian prisons. Rubio called it an extraordinary migratory agreement. However, the deal faces legal obstacles as the U.S. Constitution prohibits exile under the Eighth Amendment. In international news, China has responded to President Trump's new tariffs with targeted tariffs on U.S. imports by implementing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars. China has since launched an antitrust investigation into Google. While Trump delayed similar tariffs on Canada and Mexico, analysts say China's reaction was measured, hoping to avoid escalation. That's all for today's Daily Cut from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Mbao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cut.